Rogic with time. Oh, that will send Australia into the knockout phase as Group B runners-up. It is as sweet a hit as you can wish to see from Tommy Rogic. And Australia lead for the third time in this game. And that is probably now the final say. Great goal.
Oh, a bit of relief in my household at about 2 a.m. this morning when Rogic hit the back of the net. Australia through 3-2 over Syria, the final group game of their Asian Cup campaign. Now on to the knockout stages. And to tell us all about that and what to expect from the knockout stages, Craig Foster has joined us on the line, football analyst from SBS. Craig, good morning and thanks for your time on RSN 927.
Good morning, guys. It's a pleasure to be with you. Yeah, but we're all a little bit groggy this morning. It was a very, very late night.
It was indeed, yes. The 12:50 a.m. kickoff is a lot harder to deal with than the family-friendly 10 p.m.
yes.
kickoff that you can,
it really is, yeah.
You can go to bed nice and early from. What did you make of the performance? 3-2, they get through the Socceroos, but still a few questions lingering over there. Consistency within games, I think.
I think that's right, yes, and... Look, there's many positives, of course. They led three times. I think they did show themselves superior to Syria. And don't forget, this was a team that we struggled against, and we needed Timmy to really save us in World Cup qualification. So it was a powerful statement as a win. Rogic coming back to, I thought, near his best was also extremely positive. Particularly when he pulls out wide onto the right-hand side, you've seen now cross into McLaren, where he's multiple times, where he's almost scored. You've seen plenty of through passes from that side as well. And again, it's come from that side of the field, this time with a beautiful strike. Economides is the breakout player for Australia, and let's hope for the tournament, as Massimo Luongo was back in 2015 at home when Ange did such a fabulous job. And here you've got a Chris really growing. You know, that's one of the big positives. It's not just that he's doing well, but he's doing better every game. He's growing in confidence. He's got this confidence to take anyone on. He goes at players. He creates things. And to duck in at the post, he showed his goal-scoring awareness, his speed, and his skill to get into the back post for that first goal. So... that's the positive. So I think on the other side, we are still up and down. I like the general direction, and I'm a big supporter of it. I think, in general, Graham's doing really well. Mm-hmm. But what really worried me last night, I think we missed Mark Milligan in midfield, actually, which is an issue, because he controlled the game against Palestine extremely well. Different level. Palestine, I don't think, are quite Syria. But... even in the first game against Jordan, where we didn't get the points, I thought he controlled the game really well there. He stops counter attacks well, but his distribution is really excellent. And without someone there of his experience, I thought, and obviously Irvine and Massimo are great players, but very experienced. Without him there, it just became a game that was up and down. It was a bit more like Jordan.
Yep.
We didn't have control. We couldn't sit in their half. I thought we were a bit impatient. And by trying to go forward and score every time we had the ball, we stretched ourselves and let them come back at us. And therefore, it just made it that type of game. It's like, you know, we're up and half a chance. And all of a sudden, they're back in our end having a corner or a free kick. And then we're up again. Whereas that's really what you want to avoid. You want to make sure that you have complete control of these opponents, and that, I think, a lot of that was due to Millsy being out of that midfield.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's back in there with the return of Trent Sainsbury for the knockout stages. One man I wanted to talk about was Owen Mabil. A fantastic story, first of all, getting into the Socceroos, and even just his personal story behind that as
exactly.
well. But what a curling shot that was, with his opposite foot to his left, to open proceedings, and he's really entrenching himself in this Socceroos starting 11 as a must pick.
Well, he is a must pick now. Is that 4-7, did I hear last night on the coverage?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's as good a start as any Socceroo I can remember. I'd have to go to the stats, and Andrew Howe, our stato, would be on top of that. I'll check that this morning. But, I mean, you guys have got me up early, right? So I'm going a bit blind in that respect. But mate, it's just been a magnificent start from him. That's credit to Graham Arnold as well. He's pulled him up. He's put him in. He's had faith in him. You know, even across those games, you could see a little bit of inexperience, you know, bring in performance and then not so, kept faith with him. Maybe a few of the injuries have worked to Awa's favour and he's taken advantage of it. And now he's an absolute guarantee spot. I mean, that is a beautiful piece of work. It was a lovely run by Ryan Grant. And he's done really well. I thought he was pretty exceptional last night because everything, particularly in the second half, was coming down our right-hand side. They seemed to be trying to block our left. I'm not sure why. But, you know, the ball would just go from the keeper out, two, three passes, and then straight out to Ryan. And I thought he did well there. His run inside, his underlap, as we call it, was great. But normally doing that, Aware would check outside. And when he checked inside, I thought, oh, geez, what are you doing? There's no space there. That, you know, he's made the run through there, Aware. What are you doing? And, of course, and that's the beauty of the game, right? That's the beauty of, you know, champion athletes. They break the rules.
Yeah,
they break the rules and they pull something out of nothing. And then you go, well, mate, you're not supposed to be doing that. Like, the reason he's made that run is for this purpose. But because you're just a brilliant creative player, you've checked inside and you've just decided, well, I'm going to just curl a magnificent left footer into that far corner. It was just a beautiful piece of work.
So, Craig, now a few days off, I'd imagine, for the Socceroos to get right. Who does it look like at this stage we're going to be playing, either Japan or Uzbekistan?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm reading. That's what I'm reading this morning. So I guess that'll develop as we go through the day or the next couple of days, but that's a big difference.
So I suppose we're all barracking for Japan to finish.
Well, you know, it'd be nice. I mean, you know, we like to say we've got to take everyone on, but you know, come on, in the final would be nice. And the other thing is, because this team's still developing, you know, we talked, one of the things that hasn't been mentioned a lot, I think, is around the World Cup last year and the fact that we took Bert van Marwijk there. You know, really experienced, been in a World Cup final before and all that stuff. But it wasn't an appointment I supported, and we all have our own opinions, which is the beautiful part of sport. But I just thought it was a great opportunity to give Graham what Ange had, that is, a World Cup prior to an Asian Cup. And that was a big factor in what happened in 2015. So because that decision wasn't made, you know, we're in a situation here where this is his first tournament, and so we're sort of going back to the 2014 World Cup, right, where first tournament, you're trying to build through the tournament, you're trying to work out who's going to really step up here, you know, he's got big leaders out, he's trying to fill a leadership vacuum. Mills is trying to grow as captain as well, and I think we saw him do that in the second game against Palestine, which the guys on Fox identified really well at halftime. Might have been Andy Harper. He said, listen, this guy has had a captain's performance there, and watching, I thought, yeah, that's good. Graham's encouraged him, look, you're the man now. I mean, you have to take control of this team. And he's certainly grown into that. But it just goes to show that this is a process. And we really want to, if possible, you know, hit our greatest rivals historically and in terms of ranking, you know, as late in the tournament as possible. So I'm certainly hoping for Uzbekistan. And that would be another step. Another difficult one, but another bit of growth. We certainly, I'm sure, would put on a better performance than this morning and keep growing.
Looking forward to seeing this team hopefully keep on developing through the tournament. Craig, thanks so much for your time this morning on RSN 927. Okay. It's been great talking to you, and thanks for setting that alarm to get up for us after a late finish.
No, pleasure, guys, pleasure.
Craig Foster joining us there as the Socceroos progressed 3-2.